Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. It's the X-Man, your radio minister of music. And before I play the song Goshen by the one and only Donald Lawrence, and this song also features the Tri-City Singers and Sherry Jones Moffitt, I just want you to know that it's been some time since I've had the opportunity to speak with this young man of God. And, you know, I can feel my voice sort of getting cloggy right now. Touch of something, I don't know what it is, but I want you to know that Donald Lawrence is just one of the most premier persons in the gospel music industry, and his music is second to none. When he touches something, the Holy Spirit just moves on his behalf. So I want you to listen to this song, and I want you to remember that you are listening to someone who has just paid his dues in the gospel music industry, is faithful to the Lord, is faithful to the things of God. And if you have any reservation whatsoever about the talents of this young man of God, if you just found Christ on yesterday, they should go right out of the window, because he is something else. He is awesome. So having said all that, I put my stamp of approval on, because he doesn't do music like most artists, but every couple of years or so, maybe every 4, 5, or 6 years. So we are in for a treat. So turn your radios up and enjoy this song, Goshen, by the one and only Donald Lawrence.
Goshen is God's protected place. So during these stressful times, we send this message out to families all over the world. May God's Goshen be with you.
This time of fighting,
we pray love.
Love
in this time of hating.
In this time of hating,
we pray safety.
We pray safety
in this time of killing.
In this time of killing,
the joy of the Lord.
Send joy, God.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing,
we pray Goshen.
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 It's God's protection.
All
let's say it again, y'all. Come on.
We pray peace.
We pray peace.
In this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing.
For you and your family.
The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
When we pray Goshen. We're praying protection.
Almighty,
oh,
God's protection for you.
May he protect you.
You shall live in the land of God.
That's the scripture.
There you will be near me.
There you will be near me.
Your children and children.
Your children.
Have everything.
Oh,
you shall live in the land of God.
Living in Goshen.
There you will be near me.
There you will be near me.
Your family and
God. God said your family. We'll have everything they need.
Everything
come on, y'all. Take it up.
The hand of the Lord.
Oh, the hand of the Lord.
Rest upon you.
May he rest.
His grace and mercy.
His grace and mercy.
Always.
when you come and when you go.
For you and your family.
God's divine protection.
We pray Goshen.
We're praying Goshen.
Goshen.
God's protection for the world. Hey.
God's protection for you.
Say that one more time, y'all. We pray.
We pray Goshen.
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 May the Lord rest.
You.
When you come,
God's
when you go. Now, put your hands together.
Nothing scattered.
It's always great to catch up with old friends. Welcome back to the program, the one and only Donald Lawrence. Hey, Donald.
Hey, man, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, and I am enjoying your latest song, Goshen. And I'm going to be honest, it took me a while. That's not a word that I use on a constant basis, so I had to make sure I was pronouncing it right, so I definitely had to listen to the song.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad that I like to challenge people with, you know, new things that they didn't know. Sometimes it's things that we don't know we want to know until somebody presents it to you. So Goshen was a very interesting topic for me, but I thought it was very timely based on the time that we're living in now and its significance. So it definitely was very, very inspired to write. And I actually co-wrote it with someone out of Tennessee, a young guy by the name of Jermaine Dabney, who's not too far from Nashville.
Okay.
So he kind of brought the overall idea to me, and I just kind of developed it. And there you have it.
Wow. So am I the first person to really admit that I had to really, like, make sure I was pronouncing that word correctly and look it up?
No, everybody goes, what does this mean, Goshen 432?
Yeah, what does it mean?
A to Z hertz? What does it mean? Everybody does that. So it causes conversation, but good conversation, because I'm a teacher at heart, and I study a lot, and I have a lot of wisdom. So I like to put it into song to push people further.
So what does it mean?
Well, the word Goshen is a body of land that is where Israel was when during the time of plagues, during the time of the Exodus, when the Pharaoh had enslaved them. They were in a body of land called Goshen. God had blessed this land, and Joseph's Pharaoh had given it to them. It was a blessed land. Then a new Pharaoh came, and he thought that they were becoming too powerful, too prosperous, so he enslaved them. But God had blessed this particular part of Egypt. It's the lower part right before the Red Sea. And its significance is God's protected place. So even during the time of plagues, when they even did the Exodus, there were more plagues that happened, but Goshen was never touched. It was God's protected place. So to speak Goshen is to speak God's supernatural protection. And during this time of mass killings and just things just everywhere, I thought this was appropriate song to let you know that it's a prayer song. It's a prayer that God's Goshen goes with you, your family, and those you love and those who are connected with you, that he supernaturally protects you during this time of what I call new plagues, such as the hate, the violence, the mass shootings, you know, just all of that. During this interesting time that we live in, when so many crazy things are happening, that God's Goshen protects everyone that we speak that over. And 432 hertz is actually a tuning. Music is tuned to 440 hertz, which is a wave, and it's a faster wave. 432 hertz is just a lightly slower wave, but neuroscience has taught that listening to music at 432 hertz takes anxiety away, kind of causes your brain to calm down a lot. So listening to music at a slower wave tends to take the stress away, to calm the brain and to kind of give peace to the overall body. But also, I've studied where they found that David's instruments were tuned to 432 hertz. So what I did was crafted a prayer song for supernatural protection tuned to the instruments of David. And that's kind of the whole symbolic of Goshen 432 hertz.
Man, you went in on us, my brother. Your class is in session. And Dr. Donald Lawrence, I know Dr. Bobby Jones calls you Sir Donald Lawrence, but Dr. Donald Lawrence. The upcoming project, what's it coming from?
It's really actually, I'm telling the story of the Exodus. So it's really storytelling. It's kind of very theatrical, very much artistic. I'm telling the story of the Exodus, but I'm telling it in a way to where you can look at the story and learn ancient wisdom for now. So that's why the significance of Goshen is about God's protection now. And what has been shall be again. There's nothing new under the sun. That's why I kind of tune the whole entire album to 432, so that when you listen to it, hopefully it brings a calm to you during the time when so many people have so much anxiety, there's a lot of fear. We actually go through the story of Moses and his call, and I just kind of tell the story, but I kind of parallel the story to now and how we can use the wisdom of what happened then to now. We have songs like probably some cutting edge, kind of groundbreaking types of blends, where we have the song Goshen, of course, that again speaks from a different place, and it's tuned totally different from music that's out now. Although the Beatles tuned one of their albums back in the day to 432 hertz. We talk about, there's a song I wrote called The God of Angel Armies, Jehovah Sabaoth, and it speaks about how we shall not fear because God has an army of angels. He's governed an army of angels to look over us. So it's called the God of Angel Armies. It talks about how God has just really got, you know, charged some angels to be encamped around us to cover us. There is there's a song called He Rebuked the Red Sea that's kind of my academic music background is kind of counterpoint meets hip hop. It's really a blend. It's definitely going to give choirs something to sing, but it's also going to make you have to go back to rehearsal and do what we used to have to do back in the day. You couldn't just hear it one time and go sing it. You had to be in rehearsal. Rehearsal was never not an option, but it's a really great kind of epic piece that tells the story of Moses and the Red Sea and how they crossed over. And it's a scripture that says he rebuked at the Red Sea and it dried up like a desert. And so I take that scripture and I parallel it to whatever your Red Sea is, whatever is obstructing your view, your dream. You have the power of your words to speak to it, and it can dry up like a desert, and you can cross over into your promised land. So it's kind of just going back and forth to that story, but using the wisdom of that story or to apply to everyday life.
Amen. And in the closing moments, because I know you're a very busy guy, Doc, and you've got a reunion coming up with the Tri-City Singers, is that correct?
Yeah, well, this album is the Tri-City.
Oh, it is the album. Oh, it is the reunion.
Reunion album. So Goshen is definitely the Tri-City Singers singing. I've gotten them all back in the studio. It's a studio album. It's not all new music. I didn't go back and as a reunion album and pull back the old stuff. I decided to go in the studio and record all new songs. So this album is definitely the Tri-City Singers coming back together just to celebrate our 25-year anniversary. I'm not putting them back together permanently, but we are going to do some some touring dates, a few of them as a group. We actually just did the Chicago Gospel Festival. Chicago showed us a tremendous amount of love. The thousands and thousands and thousands of people that came out to see the choir just blew us away, just really made us feel so good. And the choir as well, it really encouraged them. So I put them back together for us to celebrate, you know, 25 years since we released a songwriter's point of view with, you know, those songs like Personal Friend and Shut the Doe.
Yeah.
And I Walk with the King and The Mend and all of those songs from back in the day. This was 25 years ago. And I wanted to pull everybody back together just to celebrate that.
Wow. I don't know. I guess you've got so much music that I didn't realize that a lot of your music has not been with the Tri-City Singers. It's just incredible. Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's really been with my small group, The Company. So for the last 12 years, the choir stepped on the stage at the Gospel Club. We hadn't done a concert together in 12 years. So it was our first time just pulling everybody back. Yeah, it hasn't been with the group. So this is the actual, authentic, same people. We've got them all in the studio, and that's Amen. What you have on Goshen.
Amen. So what's going on with the McDonald's Gospel Tour?
McDonald's Gospel Tour is in full force. We've probably done already four dates. It kind of continues out throughout the summer. Our last date is in October. That's when myself, Dietrich Haddon, Todd Delaney, J.J. Harrison, Leandria Johnson, Canton Jones, and it's just been really great. I have my team out. They actually sing for everybody, and the band plays for everybody. So it's my fourth year doing it. I've been acting as music supervisor. So it's it's been a tough year on one side, a busy year on one side, because lost Edwin. Edwin was a very good friend of mine, and that just kind of shut me down for 2 months. You know, I had to get back to work because I had so many things going on with McDonald's tour, with me trying to finish the album, with me also being music supervisor and choral score arranger for B.B. Wynan's musical, Born mm-hmm. for This, which opens Friday in Boston, but it's our fourth time mounting it.
Yes.
So I've just kind of been, you know, dancing between all the studio, the tour, Born for This, and the reunion, and doing dates with that. So it's just been busy, but I'm keeping up with it. I feel like I stacked myself a little too much this time, so I'm kind of getting down to the place where I can breathe now. I just said I wouldn't do that again, but I'm glad I was able to manage and deliver well on all things. So I'm really happy about that.
Hey, man, we're happy for you, sir. I know you've got to run, but before you go, if you can tell everybody where they can find your music, where they can find out more about you and support your ministry.
Okay, yeah, you can find any of my music on all digital outlets or in Walmart. You can also find the single Goshen on all digital outlets. You can find me on social media at Donald Lawrence, on Instagram at Donald Lawrence, on Twitter at Donald Lawrence, Donald Lawrence at Facebook, or you can go to my website, DonaldLawrence.com. You can find me there. I'm there all the time talking to people, just sharing wisdom, and just trying to encourage everybody to be their authentic self. And most importantly, don't let mediocrity take away your authentic art. I really have been on a mission to push people to really believe and trust your own art and not have to do, be a carbon copy of something else that everybody feels is a hit. Just, I think it's beautiful that the world is so diverse and that we can just do art the way we feel it, the way God has placed it in our hearts.
Amen. Thank you for those words of wisdom, the one and only Donald Lawrence. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you, my friend, for having me, and thank you for all the support over the years.
Man, my voice, I tell you what, the one and only my friend Donald Lawrence. Sorry about that, y'all. Little raspy. But listen, up next is the Real Flashback Song of the Hour. This is what I need you to do. Please, by all means, go to my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man. Sorry about that, y'all. Trying to get my voice clear. I sound a little raspy. Anyway, go to my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man on Facebook, and Real Gospel X-Man Twitter, and let me know what Real Flashback Song of the Hour you want to hear. It's all about you, the listeners. I want to memorialize it. What do I mean by memorialize it? Well, when you post it, it will always be there. And I can always go back and give you a shout out. People can see who you are and you know, where you live, what part of the world you're, you know, tuning in from, stuff like that. So go to my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, or my Twitter page, Real Gospel X-Man. Let me know what real flashback song of the hour you want to hear. And if you missed this interview with Donald Lawrence, please, by all means, what I want you to do is go to my Facebook page. The podcast is also posted to my Facebook page and my Twitter. So go back and just press play for the podcast.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.